Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
It's time to reframe how we, as sellers and sales leaders, think about closing business. What I'd like to propose is that selling and closing does not end with a signed contract. What we need to do instead is stay on the ground and be available to our clients and participate in the post-sale. So let's redefine closing to be that a closed sale only happens once the customer starts using your product, not just when the contract is signed. It's important for you to do this for two reasons. One, because this is where you prove your added value to the customer, that you're more than just someone who closes the sale and moves on. And two, because the faster your customer is enabled or starts using your product, the happier they are, the stronger advocate they become, and you leave no chance for buyer's remorse. As sellers, I know no one has a more vested interest in getting our customers to start using our products and services we sell. However, it's not enough to just promise a level of commitment, which is what I see too often. You really have to show it. That's why it's incumbent on us to stay in touch and ensure each implementation goes smoothly, because people remember far more what we do than what we say. Now, this doesn't have to be a lot of work. I know some of you are thinking, oh, Colleen, I have just so many prospects in the pipeline. How am I supposed to stay in touch with them after the sale? But participating in that post-sale doesn't have to demand much of your time. And I also want to challenge you to reframe your thinking, because participating in the post-sale can also be a prospecting activity or a client attraction activity for the next sale. It could be as simple as adding a short phone call to your weekly schedule to review each project with the installation staff. It can be a quick update with a client or a little gesture. And here's an example. When I was at OpenText, I routinely attended the kickoff meetings for all of our software installation projects. This enabled me to meet new contacts who were going to be using the product. It also helped me meet leaders who'd be leading the teams and advocating on our product's behalf, and also department heads who were responsible for additional projects that we could participate in. I found that when I attended these meetings, not only was I able to act as a second set of eyes to our project managers, alerting them of challenges or things we should leverage, but I was able also to spot new opportunities for upsell and cross-sell before the original project was even completed. Now, my original intention wasn't to sell more while I was on site, but I did find that this really helped me to improve the quality of my pipeline and speed up future sales. So staying on the ground will also help you to make sure the current project is going well, but also find you new business. So stop thinking about your job being done when the contract is signed. Stay on the ground, stay close to your customers, and remain active even after the deal is closed. It is a small investment of time that I know will reap you some incredibly lucrative benefits.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.